Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hundreds of homeless people in Grants Pass began setting up encampments in public parks. In 2013, the city stepped up its enforcement of anti-camping laws, banning anyone from sleeping outside with any kind of bedding. Penalties included fines starting at $295 or 30 days in prison for repeat offenders. But with extremely limited public shelter space in Grants Pass, the people affected by the fines sued, saying the tickets violated their Eighth Amendment rights against cruel and unusual punishment. The lower courts agreed, blocking the city from enforcing the law. Now the decision is in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court, and the court's ruling could impact how cities across the country handle the homelessness crisis.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to make a decision in this case by late June.
Wow, so that ruling is in great part responsible for the explosion of drug addicts laying about everywhere in a lot of blue cities and states.
100%. Yeah. And as we discussed earlier in the show, I'm a little troubled that the Supreme Court seemed to be asking the question, do Grants Pass's policies help the homeless? As opposed to, does Grants Pass and every other city in America have the right to crack down on criminal behavior if it affects the quality of life and, the health and safety of everyone who lives in that town? That's what we're trying to decide.
Meanwhile, with that law in place, cities and states have spent billions upon billions of dollars on the whole homeless situation, and it's only gotten worse. So, as I always say, show me a program that's going to make it better, because so far they've all made them worse.
Well, many, many of those billions of dollars have been spent in the state of Cal Unicornia, home to half of the bums and junkies in America. And Assemblyman Josh Hoover, who represents the 7th District of California, joins us. He has requested an audit on homelessness spending in California, and the results have been almost hilarious. Josh, Mr. Assemblyman, how are you?
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for having me on. I know you love hearing this, but I started listening to you guys in high school a little over 20 years ago.
Thanks for that.
And you're now 67 years old and have 11 grandchildren. Yeah.
Thanks. That's a great story.
Well, hey, we appreciate it. We truly do. Yeah. And look at you. Look at you trying to lead the state in a small minority, a Republican in the state house. But nonetheless, so what motivated you to request this audit, and what did you find out?
So, look, California is now home to 49% of the nation's unsheltered homeless. When I got elected a couple years ago, I saw we were spending billions of dollars, and I wanted to know where the money was going. And so I put forward this request to audit homelessness spending in California. Turns out we have spent nearly $24 billion taxpayer dollars to solve this problem, and it has grown statewide by over 32% during that same period of time, our homeless population. And so absolutely devastating results. And what's worse is we don't even know where any of the money is going. I was hoping we would find maybe some places we could, you know, improve our investments and send money to programs that are actually working. But instead, we found that we don't even know where any of the money is going.
You want to improve our investments? That's hilarious. I mean, like if I invested in some stock and not only did it not go up, I lost other money that it came into my account and took more of my money.
Right, right. You got to laugh to keep from crying. So, you know, it's funny. I so would love to sit down with the Supreme Court justices and say, look, this is primarily a junkie problem. The junkies go where the benefits are the best and the hassling from the police is the least. And you could make the argument, Josh, I've had this discussion.
Wait a second. That flies in defiance of the fact that it's a housing problem. It's the cost of housing. California has the most expensive rent in housing. Joe Getty does not understand this. That is why these people are homeless. Joe is claiming that they're coming to California. What can't possibly be true because our rents are too high.
Yeah, well, certainly within California, people are coming to wherever it's the cushiest. But the I've had this discussion with my wife before. We call it the aspirin paradox, where somebody has a headache. You take some aspirin. Did it help? Nope. I still have the headache. It could have been twice as bad, though, if you didn't take the aspirin. You don't know that. And so you could argue, well, the homelessness wouldn't have grown by a third after spending all that money. It would have grown by two thirds. Except that's not been the experience of virtually any other state, Josh, has it?
No. California is by far the worst when it comes to this problem. And, you know, it's interesting. When I was talking to the auditor directly, he told me, you know, the big problem at the local level is the focus is on getting these dollars out the door, meeting spending deadlines. They don't care if the programs are actually working. And we have seen tens of millions of dollars go to outside service providers at the local level with zero accountability, zero expectations that they report back on their results. And this is the problems that we're now seeing because of it.
Well, one problem with this as a topic, and you know this if you've been listening to us for years, is practically all government programs do this. They don't keep track of whether or not the education spending's doing any good either. So that's just, you know, the way government works kind of in general. And it can get worse, and they keep throwing more money at it. So that, you know, this is not the only time this has ever happened.
Yeah. So, Josh, help us picture that. Here in any town, California, we get a grant, $10 million to feed the homeless and whatever else, get them job training. So you're saying that, like, local entities are hired, but then nobody ever asks whether anybody got fed?
Correct. So the governor this week, you know, came out and said, I'm tired of funding failure. That's what he came out and said this week. He said, had some really strong words about increasing accountability. But the reality is that his whole plan, his whole metric for success has been how many dollars are we spending? So he's sent out billions of dollars. It gets flowed down to the county levels, to the city levels. That generally goes out to nonprofits and other service providers. And nobody asks the question, where is the money going? We've got some legislation up in the Housing Committee tomorrow to require, you know, that information to be collected. But the reality is that we should have been doing it all along.
I don't want to hit you. I'm not trying to hit you with gotcha questions. Do you know off your top of your head what the raw number is? How many homeless people we have?
It's about 180,000, a little over 180,000 homeless in California today.
Jeez, that's a lot of people. And it's half the homeless people in the country. But has anybody done the quick math on the how many billion dollars it is divided by that? Just to see how much we would have if we just cut them all a check?
I don't have the number off the top of my head, but you would be astounded. Yes.
Yeah, it'd be a lot.
Yeah, I think we could do that math easily. I think they would be instantly quite well off. So, Josh, I'm struck. Josh Hoover's on the line. He's a California assemblyman who's trying to figure out where the billions of dollars spent on the so-called homeless programs are going and whether they're doing any good, if you're just tuning in. But, Josh, I'm struck that, for instance, the Seattle city attorney wrote a friend of the court brief to the Grants Pass case to the Supreme Court, saying, "Hey, we've got to be able to enforce local ordinances, or we're going to descend into chaos and filth and misery." So a city like Seattle is saying, "Oh my gosh, this has gone too far." We've seen Portland turn somewhat to the right. Do you feel like there's any energy in the incredibly one-sided California Assembly to actually get serious about bums and junkies in decaying cities?
I think people are waking up to it. So Governor Gavin Newsom even urged the Supreme Court to take this case. And the reason he did that is because I think he sees this as a serious electoral issue.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
This continues to, you know, to grow in California, and eventually it's going to hurt, you know, his leadership and his party. I think that's his probably his main motivation. But, Jack, you also hit on an important point earlier. We have to acknowledge this is not just a housing crisis in California. This is a drug abuse crisis. This is a mental health crisis. And we have refused to do that. Our state says that it's just housing, and all of our policies actually require housing first methodologies.
It's the fact that they still lean on it being a housing thing and not a drug thing is so crazy.
Oh, you've probably heard this, Josh, if you've been listening to the show. We've talked to multiple folks who've spent time on the streets, and we've asked them what percentage of people in the various junkie camps are on drugs. And the number we get is usually somewhere around 85%, 85-90%. And to pretend that it's not a drug addicts who don't want to work and like living outdoors situation is insane. Because as we've said a million times, if you separate those people out, I think you're going to be surprised how many it is, what a high percentage it is. But if you can separate that out and then deal with the people who came into the situation with a mental illness, who don't have the intellectual capacity to take care of themselves, are trying hard but just don't have money, then you can minister to those people. But until you recognize that the bulk of it is just a bunch of tweakers and soon to be dead fentanyl addicts, you're just not going to get anywhere.
Correct. And I've got some programs in my district that are getting amazing results, getting people's lives back on track. They don't qualify for a dime of state funding. Why? Because they require sobriety as a prerequisite for participation. And we don't fund those programs in California.
That's amazing. Josh Hoover is an assemblyman in the 7th District of California in the Sacramento area. Josh, keep fighting the good fight.
Absolutely.
Let us know how we can help. Yeah, great to talk to you.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, nice job.
Armstrong and Getty.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.